All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up with the 13th Midah, Mimei Kedem. So writes the Ramak, writes the Moshe Kadavarim, Hare Midah Shiesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Yisrael, Kishetamo Zuchus Kiyotzei Ma Yaaseh, V'Hare Himitzad Atzmam Einu Magunim. So the Torah Devar writes, there's a problem. What happens when Klal Yisrael is not deserving at all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Brach, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed? Remember again, so we've been, the nice part about these last couple of Midos is we've been kind of following through on a progression. The Titein Emes LiYaakov, which represents strict reciprocity. What I do for God is what God does for me. I satisfy my obligations, God satisfies his obligations vis-a-vis me. Chesed LiAvram, if I go above and beyond, lifnei meshuras hadin, like in Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with me. And then Asher nishpata lavoseinu, even if I have no personal merit, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me in the merit of my ancestors, in the merit of my fathers. He promised my parents daven that I should be taken care of, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers those tefillos. What happens if I have none of that? What happens if there's no personal piety? You know, there's a very scary Gemara, Maseches Sanhedrin, that says, Tamu Zuchus Avos, that the merit of the patriarchs and matriarchs is used up. Scary Gemara, used up. So what do you do? What do I do when I don't have personal merit? Maybe I don't have ancestral merit either. So right there, I mark something amazing. Siv zacharti lach chesed neurayich ahavas kilulosayich. So beautifully, Ramak writes that in that moment where I might not have personal piety and I might not have ancestral piety or ancestral merit, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the pasuk in Yirmiyo, Zacharti lach chesed neurayich, I remembered the kindness of your youth, ahavas kilulosayich. So literally what it is translated is the love of our nuptials. So kilulosayich, like kala, the love in the beginning of our marriage. What does this mean? Mamish zocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu yemei kadmonim. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the earlier years. The earlier years. This is actually really quite amazing. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he remembers back to a previous time. Ahava shahaya mikodem. Because it will say, here's the chap. Every person has done some good in their life. Every person has done something positive. Every person has done some type of mitzvah, some type of chesed, some type of form of avodas Hashem. Every person has some good. And even if there's no good in me right now, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is, he doesn't look at me now, or he doesn't remember me based on now, but rather, again, he takes me back. He remembers me back in the time. Zacharti lach chesed neurayich. I remember the good that you did in your youth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on that. Instead of focusing, perhaps, my somewhat broken state now in the present, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers my beauty of the past. Such a beautiful idea. U'bazeh yaskir lahem mitzvos sha'asu miyom shenoldu v'chalatovos. And through this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers all of the mitzvos that I did from the time that I was born. V'chala tovos, all of the good. V'chol midos tovos, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, page Yudalid. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, manhig b'han olamo. U'mikulam oses sgula l'rachim b'shvilam. V'harizu hamida koleles kol hamidos kulam k'deperishu b'idra. So this is actually really quite an amazing idea. So if you put this all together, it turns out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. Even if you don't possess any type of present merit, and even if you don't possess any type of present ancestral merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember back to a time where you had good. So he will say, every single one of us has done, even, no matter how broken a person may be, every person has done some good. Or to take it a step further, every person, even if I haven't actively done some good that I can identify, every person has a state in life where they weren't doing anything bad. What do I mean by that? I'll give a simple example. So you know that we often have this conception of Esav right? Because of the midrashim that bring down Vayisrael Tetzu Abon and Bikirbo, that Isa was already a Rasha. He was already a Rasha from the time that he was in utero. But the truth is, if you think about a Pasha Pshat, it's not possible. Not possible. Meaning, at the end of the day, a child only gets a Yetzihara when they're born. Pasuk Davka says, Vayigdulu Hanarim, it's only when they got older that they both went off on their own paths. So meaning what? Esav was, I'm sure, a lovable kid. Like every other lovable kid. Maybe he got into some trouble, maybe he caused a little bit of disturbance. But Lamaisa, he wasn't a Rasha from the time that he was born. He was, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us is like this, is no matter how much I mess up in life, there is stuff in me that is good. Either actions that I've done that are good, or a period of purity that I had in my life, where I had it messed up. Zacharti lach chesed ne'uraich. I remember the chesed of your youth. Chesed of your youth can either mean, I remember the good that you've done in the past, or I remember the beauty of your youth. I remember how pure you were when you were young. Either way, the Ramak says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is that I don't always look at you where you are. If I need to, I look at you for what you were. Because if at the end of the day what you were is better than what you are, then my Rachmanus will allow me to look at you from your in your past iteration and not focus on your failures and your shortcomings of the present. It's an incredible and overwhelming idea. Incredible and overwhelming idea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to go ahead and look at me, not for what I am, because sometimes what I am right now is not so great.
Is that the Rambam also?
I'm sorry?
Is that how the Rambam looks at us as well?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Look at us from the past. I've never seen this formulation anywhere else. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just, so we'll say, so what's the takeaway? Kacha Adam, watch this. Kacha Adam, yitakin han hagaso im b'nei Adam. We'll say, get ready for this. So this is how we should frame and structure our interpersonal relationships as well. Shafilu shelo yimtza ma'ala me'elo haniskaros, yomar, kevar hayu sha'a kodim shelo chatu, v'hari osa sha'a obyamim kadmonim hayu k'sherim. We'll say, listen to this. We have to bring this to bear in our interpersonal relationships as well. Because sometimes it was we have discord with people because they don't behave correctly. Sometimes we have discord with people because they're not doing appropriate things. And what happens? I judge them based on the here and now. In that moment of interpersonal conflict, what I have to say to myself is, I believe this person has good in them. Right now they're doing some stuff that's really bad. And therefore, maybe I don't want to associate with that person right now. But I'm not going to despise them. I'm not going to hate them because I have to believe that somewhere inside of them, there's good. That's the mime kedem. I believe that sometime in the past, I didn't translate that. Mime kedem means from the days in the past. That sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, not for what we are, but for what we were. The goodness we possessed in the past, says the Ramak, we have to bring that to bear in interpersonal relationships. When there is discord, when there is difficulty, when there is machlokes, I say to myself, right now, Chaim Yankel, you're a difficult guy. You're a difficult guy, maybe even a bad guy. But I'm not going to define you as a bad person. Instead, I have to believe that inside of you, you have good. You have good. At some point in time in the past, you were good, you were kosher. V'yiskar lahem atova sha'aso bekatnusam. V'yiskar lahem avas kemuli mechalav atiki mishanayim. U'bazeh lo yimotze adam she'ino roi lehetivo. U'lispala al shlomo u'lrachim alav. And I will say, if you take this midah into your interpersonal relationships, you know what you will find? You will find that there is not one person with whom you can't get along with. One person with whom you cannot love. Now, getting along with and loving are relative terms. I might say, I want to have nothing to do with you, right? I'd rather our paths never again cross, right? I don't really want to talk to you. I don't want to interact with you. But I will say, the beautiful part is you could love someone even if you don't really want to have anything to do with them. Meaning, there's not a mitzvah to go out of your way and to have an active friendship with every single Jew. It's not the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? To love every Jew. I could love people, but still say, you know what? Me and you, not a good shidduch. Not a good shidduch. Probably best if we avoid each other, go our own ways. But I love you. I love you, because that's, how do you bring that love? Because sometimes people hurt us. And when people hurt us, we define them by the moment of their failure. Mimei Kanta means just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to reach back and define us not by what we are, but by what we were. Sometimes we have to define one each other. We have to look at each other, not for what we are, because right now maybe I failed, but we have to look for what we were. I have to believe that every person, even if not in the present, has good inside of them, has beauty inside of them, has kiddush inside of them. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the rest of Midah Yud Gimel and Mirat Hashem tomorrow.